Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of June 2016, and this is the 391st Moll Out Loud podcasts. I've been really noticing that it's soon going to be the end of the first 6 months of the year. And for us too, the 30th of June is the latest sunrise. It's not the shortest day. Our evenings begin to get longer before our mornings. And so tomorrow is the shortest, not the shortest, the latest sunrise. And this middle of the year point. And I remember at the beginning of the year, I was doing quite a lot in the way of planning, planning the year. And I had thought to myself how I would do a review in the middle of the year. But I'm feeling quite differently about the whole process now. I feel as if I want to go with the flow more than adhere to some plan. I think it was really good to spend the time thinking about the things that were important to me, the things that I wanted to do, but I just also think that at the beginning of the year, I was in a place where I was not only writing down the things I really wanted to do, but also the things that I was used to wanting to do, and the things that I felt that I had a responsibility to do. And of course, all those things really matter. But they weren't, well, I didn't prioritize them, which would have been a good idea to have prioritized. But I still think that I was really following three masters, if you like, that those three categories of what I really wanted to do, what I had used to want to do, and or had got used to wanting to do, and the things that I felt a responsibility to others for. They are drawing me along three different routes, and particularly trying to work out the difference between the things that I really feel in tune with doing now and the things that have thought that I wanted to do. There's a line there that's quite hard to decipher sometimes, and it's not always the same boundary. Sometimes they move over towards each other, and sometimes it's only a short-term feeling that those things that I used to want to do are no longer what I want to do. It can be because I'm just feeling tired or low or just haven't been engaged with it for some time, that I've become a bit disaffected with something, or I can't get far enough away from a project to even really assess whether this is the right thing to be doing. So I feel disinclined to go back to where I was at the beginning of the year. And at the moment, I'm really feeling that this just this setting intentions each day, which I guess to some extent have grown out of some of the things that I put into my my plan at the beginning of the year. Some of those are, of course, informing these intentions, but other things aren't. And I'm so rarely in the flow of something that I just want to pad along in it while it's working for me and see where it takes me, to have some trust that that the plan is maybe mulching and maybe I'm just able to assess which things I need to do first, which things will take me somewhere, and if they don't, that that doesn't matter, or it doesn't matter very much, doesn't matter so much that I shouldn't continue on those routes. So this is quite an odd place for me to be, because my fallback position is always planning, and often over-planning. If I'm tired or overwhelmed, then structure is where I seek refuge, but it's not always the right place to go. So that's where I'm sitting at in the middle of this year. I wonder how you're going with your mid-year. For many of you, it'll be the middle of summer, and so maybe your ideas around it are quite different. I think the summer invokes more experimentation often, and less consolidation. Not that that seems to have had any effect with where I'm at the moment, but generally speaking, I think that is the way things go. And so maybe this middle of the year is a very different way of looking at your plans from the beginning of the year, but maybe you too have no desire to revisit what you thought you were going to do at the beginning of the year. But on the other hand, maybe it's really important to you. So I think what's important to me is just marking this middle of the year, acknowledging it, and sort of paying homage to it without getting back into feeling I ought to now review properly and replan accordingly. Which usually just ends up with me giving myself a hard time. I do hope that your day has gone well as well, and that whatever you're working on or being with or enjoying or resting around, I do hope that that is going well for you, and that you feel inspired or comfortable, or to at least calm about where you're at. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.